As the nation embarks on a new administration, this year's Martin Luther King Jr. holiday takes on a different tone than in years past. The nation saw the storming of the Capitol building and white nationalism taking center stage. Dr. Bronte DeShield, president of the Wicomico County branch of the NAACP, reflects on King's message as we enter a new era.
I definitely have been doing a lot of meditation and praying this weekend, hoping that all goes well this week in Washington, D.C., because of what happened last week. I think this is a time for us to really stop and breathe for a minute, also to reflect on how we need to move forward. 2020 was definitely a very challenging year for us as a people, as a country. I want people to think about reflecting on what Martin Luther King laid for us, but also in his final writing, where do we go from here? Is it chaos or community, written in 1967, about 8 months before he passed. He was really starting to come to grips that it was more than just getting us to the voting polls. It was more than just having equity and equality, but we had to really look at the structure of our Constitution, the foundation in which our country was built, and making sure that we were included in that process and that we are reflected in the America that we helped build. It's been very exhausting to watch 2020 and the last few months. But it also, again, gives us a moment of pause to say, okay, wait a minute, there's something that needs to change here. There's a shift that needs to be happen.
What do you make of the surfacing of white supremacy, particularly, obviously, with the takeover of the Capitol, but more generally, we're seeing that element come to the surface, even though, to say, of course, that doesn't mean all Trump voters were white supremacists, but there does seem to be a strain that comes to the surface, at least at this point.
Yeah, I've seen that definitely. I've been back in the country for about 2.5 years, and I was telling someone when I came home, after being here about 6 months, I said the energy at home is different. The synergy is different. It's something like hatred and negativity that I've never felt before. And I'm not saying that supremacy, white supremacy, didn't exist before. It's always been here. But when you have a platform and you have people saying that now it's okay, or you have a leader who is not saying it's not okay, and that you need to put that away, you need to take that mentality and put it in the trash somewhere. We don't need that in our country. We have supposedly have come a long way, but I feel like we stepped back another 50 years. I feel like we're seeing the moment from the 50s and 60s manifest again, and that's not okay. I'm thinking that there's something that has propelled this group of people to feel empowered to do what they do in the way that they've done it in 2020 and now moving into 2021 and within those last, 4 years or so. So I think because it was not denounced from our leader, it gives them permission to have this manifest and the synergy to generate the negativity and the hatred that it has, and definitely has put a black cloud over our country at this moment, unfortunately.
In our next segment, we talk with Dr. DeShield about what the future holds for the country after this past tumultuous year. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.